Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and today's review is Harbor by Tasty Minstrel Games. Harbor is a worker placement game where players move their worker from building to building, collecting and trading fish, livestock, wood, and stone, and cashing those resources in to purchase buildings. At the heart of Harbor is a dynamic market mechanism. Each time a player purchases a building, the value of the resources used drops, while the value of other resources rise. You'll have to carefully time your purchases to take advantage of the ebb and flow of market prices, or be prepared to waste some resources. So my first impressions of Harbor was that it has a great box, and the art style is awesome. So I like the box because it's small and compact, and everything fits nicely into it, and I like that. Everything seems to have a good place in the box, and the box can fit in your one hand, and it's nice size. It could travel with it easily, and also the artwork is fantastic. It's fun, colorful, has the fantasy elements to it. I just love it. It's your harbor master, and you're dealing with merchants of all different races. And it's just a really fun concept of in a fantasy world dealing with merchants and dealing with the harbor and everything. So starting the game, the rules are actually pretty simple to learn, and it did, however, take us a round or two to get into the flow of the game, but it was really simple, and once we got into the flow, it was pretty fun and exciting. The gameplay, the worker placement works very well, and the gameplay is extremely fun and surprising. It's just looking at the game, you're just like, oh, it's just another worker placement game, but it surprised both my wife and I who were playing it, and it was lots of fun. Meaning that the tide, it's surprising because meaning that the tide of the game can change in the favor of your opponent. With the value of the resources constantly changing, if you don't plan wisely, you can go from the leader to the loser really quick. My wife even made the comment that she's like, oh, you already have so many buildings, you're ahead, you're gonna win, and she didn't even want to try at one point, but as the game continued to progress, the tide of the game changed, and all of a sudden she's ahead, and it was very close at the end. We were pretty excited to see how the game could just change instantly just by a couple of rounds going by and the resources changing and prices, and all of a sudden I'm not winning, my wife's winning. So our overall experience was very positive. This is a game my wife and I want to play again and again, and that was something that is really important for me, is replayability. And as soon as we were done playing the game, my wife right away was like, let's play it again. And so we did. And it's awesome. And it's a quick game that you can be able to pull out with just two people and be able to play. Or you can add a couple more people and add more dynamics to it. So it was a really good game and we both enjoyed it. So the overall rating that I would give Harbor by Tasty Minstrel Games would be 4.5 out of 5 meeples. So whether you are experienced tabletop or a newbie, I would say this game is definitely a game you should add to your collection. It is worth your hard-earned money. Harbor is a game that you should pick up. Harbor by Tasty Minstrel Games. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.